Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 29th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Galatians, chapters 1 to 3. Are we truly crucified with Christ? We read in Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "For I through the law died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The penalty for breaking the law is death, as we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. As sinners by birth, we have broken the law, so we are condemned to die. But Christ paid the penalty of the broken law for us by dying in our place. The only way we can now live for God is by being dead to the law. Apostle Paul died to the law in the death of Christ. He was crucified with Christ, for he was united to Christ who died in his place. So too, he was raised with Christ and lived in relation to God. We also identify with Christ in his death to the Mosaic law. Our lives are no longer self-efforts in keeping the law, but our lives are empowered by the indwelling Spirit of Christ. Jesus did not die for us in order that we might go on living our lives as we choose. He died for us so that from now on, he might be able to live his life in us. We now live by continual dependence on Christ, by yielding to him and by allowing him to live his life in us. When we put our trust in Christ by accepting him as our Lord and Savior and publicly identifying ourselves with Christ through water baptism, God identifies us with his Son, not only in the present and future, but also in the past. Thus, we can boldly say, "When Christ died, I died. When Christ arose from the grave, I arose to the newness of life. My old self-centered life died when I died with Christ. His Spirit-directed life began in me when I arose with Christ." Therefore, in this sense, our new lives are really a manifestation of the life of Christ. Let us always remember that the power of sin has died in us. No more self-centeredness and harboring greed, lust, pride, or bitterness. We now live by faith in the Son of God who has died for us and has given his life for us. We are crucified with Christ and he has control over our lives now. Have you turned your life over to the Lord Jesus with a prayer that his life may be manifest in your body? The question to ask ourselves today is, are we truly crucified with Christ? Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21 like this, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him."